have to cut into the sermon time. First of all, there may be some who had requested baptism who were not baptized today, and others who had been unable to meet with us the other day and be counseled with about baptism. In that case, I would suggest that you try to contact us ministers right after our noon meeting. We'll probably have a little ministers meeting as we usually do during our meal time tomorrow noon. That's usually the time we do. But about 1 or 1:30, if you could gather right up in this corner, some of us will try to counsel with you before the afternoon service tomorrow, and we can take care of that sometime tomorrow. Otherwise, if you want, you can contact an individual minister about it. But if there are several, why, we can handle it as a group and perhaps save a great deal of time. So if any of you still want to be baptized and have not been, meet with us tomorrow right afternoon. Would probably be about 1:30, I would suggest. Just make it 1:30 right over here outside of Mr. Armstrong's office. Another thing I might mention, I think something we should rejoice in, we did baptize 26 this afternoon. And that is certainly something to be very thankful for, that 26 more human beings, their lives have been added to God's church, and they have, I'm sure, truly surrendered to Him in a way that cannot be compared to what is done in other places. And I think we should give God thanks. God tells us even the angels in heaven leap and rejoice over one sinner that repents. So we can be very thankful. I don't know for sure whether Mr. Armstrong mentioned this or not. Some of you may have read it in the article about the church that I wrote a while back in the Good News, but I would like to mention it again. In counting up all the reports, we have not done it exactly yet. I suppose that we could, but making an estimate, at least from the reports of the ministers and the baptizing tours, we feel that there are between 700 and 800 people that have been added to God's church since the last Feast of Tabernacles. And I think that's wonderful. Between 700 and 800. A lot of them have been in outlying areas. I know one of the baptizing tours, the longest, and the one that baptized the most, went up into the northeastern states. And probably during the months of July and August, they baptized a lot of people up there and in Canada who may have heard about the Holy Days for the first time in their lives and couldn't come down here. They had saved no second tithe. They'd made no provision and are probably keeping it at home this time, but will be with us next year. Also, we need to get out that booklet on the Holy Days to enlighten a lot of our new people about these things. You know, you have to grow in grace and in knowledge. It says baptize them and then teaching them all things. And the holy days are a stronger meat. But if we pray, and as that booklet goes out, I imagine we'll have perhaps 1,000 more people next year than we do this year. And we can be thankful to realize that God is working in that way. Let's rejoice over these 26 that were baptized here the other day. And I'm sure there will be more before the feast is over. Now, all married college students and alumna, please sign name and give the name of the minister who performed your ceremony and the date and place of marriage to the list Mr. Armstrong wants to have compiled. I understand that Mrs. Betty Michael is compiling that, and I think something apparently will be very helpful and important. So all of you who have been in college or are now in college and are married, go back to the business office, I guess, that's where that's handled, and give that the name of the minister and the date and place of your marriage. And I hope all of us ministers can find time to do that. I haven't. Maybe I should even announce this. I wanted to. I hope that nobody at any time has been offended during this feast because some of the ministers couldn't talk to you right when you wanted to be talked to. You know, we've tried awfully hard, and a lot of us have missed sleep. We've just talked all day long, and some have come down and been sick of the ministers, and I think it's because they've probably lost sleep and just talked to too many people, even when we get to our motels to go to sleep at night, while they come and call us and get us up in the morning and one thing and the other. And we can only do so much, and when we're right in the process of going to see someone else, I found it's absolutely futile for me to try to just be very pleasant and say, well, now, smile, you know. Now, I'll just have to go on. I'm sorry, and here's all the reason why. You just spend all day doing that because you'll turn right around and the next man will grab you. So I just walk real fast and act like I don't see anybody, like I'm blind, deaf, and dumb. But I'm going somewhere, and I'm trying to do the best I can, and I'm sure the other ministers are. And we have to do that in order to try to serve the ones that we think are the sickest and need our help the most. And we're just doing the best we can. So please try to understand that. We are just human. But if there are any terribly important things, well, come and talk to some of our wives about it. Or talk to Mrs. Armstrong especially, who will be here tomorrow. And if you explain the problem, if you really have an important problem, why, probably they can sort of sift that and find out. And if it is very important and needs to be taken up here, we'll try to do it. And those of you in local churches, those of you in the Pasadena church and other local churches, you don't need to come with your problems unless you just happen to be sick right now, because we can handle those when we get home. Let these people from way out in outlying areas come, and we'll do our best. And I think a lot of us will try to stay after the feast is over tomorrow night, after the final sermon. We'll try to stay on as long as we're needed to pray for people and talk to you and so on. So if it's terribly important, well, you just have patience, and we'll try to get to you. Now, one other thing, concerning all those who came from Pasadena on the Greyhound bus. Attention. The bus will go to Longview after the afternoon services tomorrow, and as it returns from Longview that evening, I wish they'd say what time. What time is it going to return that evening? About 7 or 7:30? Start back about 7 from Longview, is that it? As it returns from Longview that evening, starting back this direction, I guess about 7, so you'll know, it will pick up all those who are staying in Longview and Bladewater and all points along the way. Apparently, if you're ready and leave word, they'll stop along at your motel, is that correct, and pick you up. Then it will pick up all those who are staying here on the grounds. All those returning to Pasadena by the Greyhound, please have all your baggage ready to go as soon as possible after the annual Sabbath is over tomorrow evening. In other words, do most of your packing in the morning, and you should have done it already, as a matter of fact, if you have very much. Get that work done. But get it ready quickly tomorrow evening so you'll be ready. The bus will leave for Pasadena as soon as everyone has boarded it and all the luggage has been picked up. Now, one lady came up to me, and I think this is important to mention. She said that she had tried to get reservations for next year, apparently in one of the motels over near Longview, and the woman there told her that next year, almost exactly coinciding with our Feast of Tabernacles period, the Gregg County Fair will be held over there, and which will involve an extra 2,000 or 3,000 people coming around the Longview area. So if you plan to get reservations over in some Longview motel or hotel, you'd better get them in right now, fast, so that you'll have them. Otherwise, it'll be a very crowded time. And we do want to mention to you that if you have had a problem, a lot of people think they have to get in Bladewater or else on east of Bladewater and Longview or somewhere in that area. That just seems to be a habit. I guess a lot of us have started that. But there are a number of very nice motels over here west at Mineola and other places in that area, and there's no further over there than Bladewater, and probably your driving time will be less because all our people won't be going that way. And so go over that way, some of you. Also, I've heard it mentioned that down at Tyler, which is only about a 25 or 30 minute drive, down here south at Tyler, you can buzz right down there. It's a good highway, and not many people going. You can get a lot of motel space down that way, down near Tyler. So all of you remember that for next year. Get your reservations in early. Another announcement. There will be no service in the Corpus Christi and San Antonio churches Saturday, October 19th. No services in the Corpus Christi and San Antonio churches the Sabbath right after the Feast of Tabernacles. Probably a lot of you will just have arrived back about that time anyway. I think I might mention again that Mr. Herman Hay plans to hold services for the Pasadena congregation, as a reminder, for the few who might be back. He's flying back, I think, the Sabbath right after. There won't be many there, but any of you who want to be there, why, come to the college building at 1:30, the usual time, and he'll hold services there. Now, there will be services for those of you going back to Pasadena and points west in El Paso, Texas, where a great number gathered last year at Washington Park. Any of you who want to be there now, you'd better write this down or else come up later and ask myself or Mr. Dick Armstrong or Mr. Raymond Cole. I believe Mr. Raymond Cole is going to be there. I haven't checked with him for sure about that, but I plan to be, God willing. And I know there are, they said last year they had 150 or 200 people that stopped by there. So it'll be quite a large congregation. We'll hold it at 1 p.m., right after noon. So if you do get in late Friday night, you can get a good night's sleep and get up and pray and rest and still be there for the service. And we can hold it until 3 or 4. And then if you do wish to drive on that evening, you can. But it'll be in Washington Park at 1 p.m. in El Paso, Texas. And briefly, if you want to ask more fully, come up later. But briefly, the way to get there, as Mr. Dick Armstrong, who was there last year, drew me this little map. You go into El Paso from the east here on Highway 80, and there are two different ways. There's 180 that goes straight on through, I guess, and then there's an 80 bypass that goes to the left or to the south and goes around toward the southern side of the city, around the southern edge of El Paso. So you take 80 bypass to the left. You come to an overhead, and you go right down under the overhead, apparently. Go right down under the overhead and take 80 bypass around the southern edge of El Paso and right up a few miles. Anyone remember about how many miles it is past the bypass? About 2 miles past this bypass. Why, Washington Park is on the right-hand side of the highway, or the north side of the highway, I take it, and we'll meet in Washington Park. And apparently, Mr. Dick Armstrong and Mr. Hay were there last year. They were looking around for a little handful of people and wondering if they'd be able to find them. They saw a huge crowd over here, and they said, that couldn't be us. And all of a sudden, they realized it was. So I don't think you'll have any trouble finding us if the situation is the same. There'll be a lot of us. And we'll try to find a private corner of the park if there is one. Anyway, those of you who are last year, maybe you'll know what to do and help the others. Meet at 1 o'clock there in Washington Park. Perhaps we've described that enough. We won't have to again tomorrow. You just come up and see it. Now, I believe that takes care of all these announcements. And we will have now another special number this evening. Mrs. Dwight Armstrong will sing the 91st Psalm, verses 1, 5, 6, 9, 10, 11, and 12, the music by James G. McDermott, and Mrs. Eckert will accompany her.
This recording has been brought to you by BibleStudy.org, who did the time-consuming work of reclaiming the message.